Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
I thought that by being honest, you can avoid these situations where people feel like they've been lied to and misled and kept in the dark about stuff.
Today on My First Time, you'd never cheat on your partner, would you?
Hey, my name's Charlie, and this is the story of the first time that I cheated.
Growing up, our guest today, Charlie, always saw infidelity in black and white terms. Being faithful, loving your partner, these were good attributes for someone to have. It wasn't so good, however, if you were cheating on them. Life doesn't always turn out the way you think it will. In fact, life never goes as planned. Charlie has learned that the hard way. This is her story.
When I was growing up, I guess my feelings around cheating were that it was essentially a bad thing. It's kind of what people did when their relationships weren't working out, or because they just felt like straying and things weren't working out and they didn't feel like they could sort out whatever was happening in their relationship. My parents were together when I was growing up. My best friends, I remember when I was like 13, it was unveiled that my best friend's mum had been having like a 10-year long affair with another man, which I remember being really shocked by at the time. Just seemed like a really dramatic, scandalous thing. And they ended up actually taking a couple years apart, and then they actually got back together again. So I was sort of there for my friend when we were like 13, 14, 15 throughout all of that. And I saw how kind of it fractured her life a lot. Seemed really scandalous at the time because you don't really think about your parents, or particularly your mum and your friends' mums, as doing things like that. Because as you see it when you're younger, you know, they should be the ones who, I suppose, look after their children first and foremost and put their own in a way, because they're your mum, they're there to look after you. So, but now when I look back on that, I mean, to be quite honest, I still think it was quite a fractured thing to do. I mean, I don't know the whole details, but the fact that it had been going on for so many years, I still think was quite hard for everyone in their family to come to terms with. But obviously they worked through it and they found a way to get back together. Now when I look back on it, yeah, I mean, now I see that parents are also humans, and being older myself, I can understand why people might want to stray and how tempting it must be to cheat sometimes, especially if you're not able to talk about things in your relationship or there are things lacking in your relationship. And I can see how it would become easier for you to get involved in another relationship that gives you something that your life with your kids or your husband or whatever is maybe lacking.
I think most people will agree. As a kid, or even in your teens, you see the world so differently. Our guest Charlie's parents were her world. She was super tight with her family. Then this happened.
So when my parents separated when I was 18, it was about a week after I'd finished my A-levels, which afterwards they said that they were waiting for me to finish my A-levels. About a week after I'd finished my exams, they sat me down and my brother and said that they'd mutually decided to separate, which I wasn't that surprised at. As I've just said, I'd noticed that something was kind of way off for almost a year. But then they continued, everyone kept continued living in the same house for a few days. And a few days after we'd had that conversation, my mum was driving my dad's car out of the driveway and his phone went off and it was from this woman and it said, "Miss you." And then my mum just came into the house just screaming and like, I was like, what the fuck's going on? And it basically transpired that he'd been seeing someone for what he says was just a couple of months. And it was always after him and my mum had had the conversation that they were going to separate, but had decided to not tell us for a little while until I finished my exam. So from his point of view, they were kind of not really together anymore. So he was started to date online and stuff and look for someone else. So I've never actually online dated, but I think maybe because of that, I've just tried to avoid that. I just find it a bit icky. That was hard, especially because originally it was kind of like, okay, they're separating, but it's mutual. But then it kind of was revealed to my brother, myself and my mum that actually, no, there'd been some element of cheating, I suppose. My attitude towards cheating from when I was growing up and then going through what happened with my parents and seeing what happened to my friend's parents a few years earlier. Yeah, I mean, I just saw the effect that cheating can have in the sort of family structure. And yeah, I said that I'd never do it because why would I do that to someone? I thought if I wanted to sleep with someone else or date someone else, I'd always tell the person first before that I was going to do it, because I thought that by being honest, we can avoid these situations where people feel like they've been lied to and misled and kept in the dark about stuff. And it's just much better if people know about things.
At this point, it's kind of interesting to think about how black and white our guest Charlie saw infidelity. As in, this is a girl who's on a podcast about cheating, talking about how bad cheating is. And yes, you can consider this foreshadowing.
So we met in a pub and we went on like 3 or 4 dates before we actually slept together for the first time. And I really, really liked him. At the time when I met him, I was sleeping with someone else casually. And that kind of continued for the first few weeks that I was started seeing my now boyfriend. I didn't tell him about it until about a year later, but I just didn't feel like it was really time to end that because I was enjoying it and we weren't official. We weren't, you know, at the time, I now have hindsight, but at the time I didn't know that this was going to end up being my boyfriend for almost 3 years. But I don't class that as bit as cheating. And then about a month into seeing this guy who's my boyfriend now, who I just really, really liked, I went out and made out with, I got really drunk and went out and made out with some people at a club. And I was really drunk that I ended up crying and going back to my boyfriend's house and sort of saying, "Oh, I'm really sorry, but I kissed some people." And he was initially quite hurt because he said, "Look, I know we're not boyfriend and girlfriend, but like, what do you want this to be? Like, do you want to go out and do that?" And I was like, "No, I don't think so." So after that kind of calmed down a bit, about a week later, we had a talk and decided that we were going to become exclusive and we were going to call each other boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was happy with that. That's what I thought I wanted at the time. But yeah, about a month after that, even though we were official, I did sleep with that guy the first time that I cheated on someone. When that happened, a few weeks into seeing this guy, when I'd gone out and kissed someone else and I came back to his and sort of told him straight away when I was quite drunk, I guess I felt quite bad. I mean, the fact that I told him, I just wanted to clear the air straight away and I just I just wanted him to be in the loop about what had happened. At the time, I feel like the reason that I'd gone out and made out with people was, I feel like sometimes when you're at the start of a new relationship, you get this kind of fear that it's going well and your single days are numbered. So I just sort of thought, okay, this might be the last chance that I get to do something like this, which might sound awful, but it's just where I was in my headspace at the time. But I didn't really expect him to be as upset as he was. I thought, okay, if I tell him now, straight away, after I've done it, then he should be able to think, okay, she's pretty drunk and we've only really known each other for a month or 6 weeks, like, fine. But he was quite upset. He handled it very well. Like, he didn't get stroppy or aggressive or anything. But it was his first relationship. It was kind of his first girlfriend type thing. And I think it was a bit of a... started off on a bit of the wrong foot, really.
I'm not sure how I feel about this one. Maybe this kind of thing can be forgiven. Like, if you haven't had the talk about being exclusive, is it really cheating?
So when we had that conversation a week after I'd come back drunk from the pub and said, you know, I'd kissed someone else, and we decided that actually what we'd got was, felt like a good thing and we were going to make it official, I think I felt quite relieved. I was like, okay, cool. He actually wants to be with me, which was quite nice. I'd had a period, as I'd mentioned, of sleeping with quite a lot of people, and it was kind of like lots of one-night stands. And while very fun, I think I'd burned myself out a little bit with all that, and sort of thought, okay, this is nice. Actually, someone who's ready to commit to me. And I cheated. It would have been maybe a month or 6 weeks after we decided to be exclusive and commit to each other. I'd met this guy who he was actually on a course that I was doing at the time. We knew each other from that, and as I said, we'd known each other for about five months before we slept together, and we would always flirt and go out and get drunk and stuff. And then the course was coming to an end, and I don't know, I just had that kind of mentality of like, oh, I might never see this guy again. And he knew I had just started, like, had very early days of a relationship. But I'm not saying he should have told me that we shouldn't do it, because it's not his place to do that. But yeah, so we were coming to the end of this course, and I thought, well, I'm not going to see this guy again. And we're kind of getting drunk and he's flirting with me. And I don't know, I just wanted to at the time. I was meant to go back to my boyfriend's house that night. Like, he was like, do you want to come over tonight? I was like, yeah, cool. I'm going to the pub, but I'll come over. And like, oh, I just felt so guilty about that. Even at the time, I was like, why do I feel like I'd rather go back to my house and like secretly sleep with this person who I don't really like, but I'm kind of a little bit attracted to. And like, I've had a few drinks and whatever. Rather than go and see my boyfriend. I don't know. God, that makes me honestly feel really bad. After it happened, so we'd had kind of like drunk sex or whatever, and it was very insignificant and not that great. But this, again, is something that I remember thinking, feeling really bad about. We actually had sex again in the morning. Like, fuck knows why I did that, but... For me, I mean, I don't even know if that's that big of a deal. I don't know when the cheating ends. Like, if it ends when you're sober, but you know, we had sex again in the morning, and then I never spoke to him again. But I don't know. He kind of initiated sex in the morning. I was consenting. So I remember thinking, Jesus, like, okay, fair enough if you're a bit drunk and like you're flirting with this guy, but why would I have done that in the morning? And I honestly, like, I, hand on my heart, like, didn't really like this guy. Like, it wasn't like I was really fancied him and like been dying to jump into bed with him for the whole time I'd known him. As soon as he left, I felt so guilty. Like, as soon as he left that morning, I felt so guilty. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably where the sort of cheating ended. But for me, I remember just thinking, oh, I had sex in the morning. Like, I am the worst person in the world. Like, why would I do that when I was sober?
As we know here on My First Time, relationships, love, sex, the whole thing, are complex. full of emotions and physical attraction. For our guest Charlie, this was complicated even more by an unexpected development.
About a month late after all this happened, I found out that I was pregnant. So when I found out I was pregnant, obviously my first thought was like, fuck, like, I don't want to be pregnant. And then about 2 days after that, I was like, oh, fucking hell. Like, it was about a month ago that I slept with that guy that I cheated on my boyfriend. And I think the feelings of guilt were like magnified by that, because then I went through having an unwanted pregnancy for like the next couple of months. I had an abortion in the end, but it was kind of a long waiting game. And the whole time I was having a really, you know, all the things that come with an unwanted pregnancy, like all those feelings of guilt, all those morning sickness, and like I didn't tell anyone apart from my really close friends and my boyfriend. And he was there throughout every day, you know, helping me through it. And I remember just thinking, I can't even think that this could be that guy's baby or whatever. Cause like this guy is being so amazing throughout all of this. And the thought that it could not even be his, if you know, like I was never going to have that baby, like I was never going to have that child. So I would never have got around to that. But that just made me feel so bad, because I just thought, fucking hell, like you've really fucked this up. Yeah. And the fact that I didn't know was just because I didn't go back and like count the days. I mean, I was sleeping with my boyfriend probably like that morning that I slept with that guy in the evening. There was just no way of knowing, really. And my God, so yeah, I just felt so guilty about that. And also, like, when you go through an unwanted pregnancy and when you have an abortion, like, the guy who's involved with it, if there is a guy, and, you know, he's, like, helping you through it, it's really tough on them too. And it was really hard emotionally for him. And just the idea that it might not have been his, just, oh, my God, like, on top of everything else, it was just so hard. It was, like, probably the hardest thing the hardest few months I've ever experienced, because it was just, like, guilt upon guilt upon, like, yeah, just feeling shit because I was pregnant.
3 years on, I'm happy to say that Charlie and her boyfriend are still going out and still going strong. This episode of cheating happened right at the beginning of their relationship. And, well, because Charlie lied about it at first, they stayed together. Maybe relationships should be allowed a little bit of leeway at the beginning. Maybe they should always be allowed a bit of give.
So why I think I wouldn't cheat again is because I was really surprised by the amount of guilt that I carried for such a long time from like just a one night stand as well. Like it wasn't like an affair, like a full blown affair or anything. So I think I wouldn't cheat because I don't want to carry that baggage with me. And also a really good relationship now. Like I just don't want to. Like we talk openly about like wanting to sleep with other people sometimes, and I'm glad that we do that. Because I think that's an inevitable and unavoidable part of life, of course, where you're attracted to other people and you feel like, oh, I kind of want to sleep with that person. But we talk about like people we have crushes on and think about sleeping with together, which is quite nice. And I feel like if I ever wanted to act on that, I'd just tell him about it. And it's funny actually, now kind of coming around full circle is, that's what I initially thought about cheating, you know. If I ever wanted to sleep with someone else, I would tell the person before I would sleep with someone else, because I wouldn't want to breach their trust. I can't know that that's what I'm going to do, but that's what I'm going to try. You know, that's what I now value. And it's, what I have with him is really, really good. I just don't want to jeopardize that. And I just don't, my self-worth is much higher, I think, these days.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. And thank you very much to our guest, Charlie. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor at Broadly here in London. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. If you like us, rate us and subscribe to the podcast. See you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.